Looking to get rewarded just for spending? With our You Choose debit card's reward program, you can earn points every time you swipe. Redeem your points for cash back, gift cards, travel, and more. It's your money. It pays to spend smarter. Enroll today and make your debit card work as hard as you do. Visit Security State Bank today and start earning with You Choose Rewards at no cost to you. Security State Bank, small enough to listen, big enough to help. Member FDIC.
This holiday season, give your sleigh the gift of confidence on the road. Midas Tire and Auto is keeping you rolling safely through the winter weather while saving you big with these Black Friday deals for your wheels. Right now, get $100 off a set of four tires, including trusted brands like Toyo, Goodyear, and BF Goodrich. Plus, manufacturer rebates up to $100 from Cooper, Hancock, and Michelin. Keeping you safe on the road this holiday season. Midas Tire and Auto in Sheridan.
Winter's coming, but not at the Bighorn Y. The kitchen's open 11 to 2 with an unforgettable menu. Halibut and chips, the golden chicken sandwich, and more. Order ahead, 672-2447. Pick up your lunch, a take-and-bake dinner, or a legendary Hetty's pizza. And don't forget our wine and spirits selection. Find the fall menu on Facebook. Just search for the Bighorn Y. That's Bighorn Y, which unfortunately reads like Big Horny. The Bighorn Y. Unforgettable food. Food, unfortunate Facebook address.
Hi, it's Good Luck Chuck Bagara here, VIP in the Carroll's Furniture First Northern Bank Pro Football Pick'em. Want to hear what happened this week on the Crow Morning Show? Have a listen.
Jamie, the Saints.
2-8.
I know, terrible.
Taking on Atlanta, 3-7.
You know, with New Orleans at home, I think I'm going to stick with New Orleans.
I think I might go with Jamie. I'm going New Orleans.
Yeah, I'm the Saints. Let's go, baby.
New Orleans.
Man.
We're going clean sweep New Orleans.
Yeah.
Not to happen all year long.
Who dat?
Yeah, I'm going New Orleans, too.
That's a first.
Yeah.
Wow. If you were to ask me a few weeks back,
no
is
shot.
Everyone going to pick New Orleans to win one week?
Yeah, no.
I would have said, no way. Yeah,
here we are.
Hey, it's Magic Melanie with First Northern Bank. Play along with us this week for a chance to win $100 in Chamber Bucks from Century 21 BHJ Realty. Click on the Pro Football Pick'em banner on the contest page on SheridanMedia.com. And tune in every Wednesday morning to KRE 103.9 FM at 7:40 to hear our picks and all the banter.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Aaron Palmer.
And good morning. Welcome to News Talk 930 AM KROE Public Pulse. Aaron Palmer filling in for Floyd Whiting. I'm assuming he will be back tomorrow because they didn't ask me to come up tomorrow morning. So I guess he will be back. Joining me this morning, we have Commissioner Mike Arze and Commissioner Holly Jennings and
Administrative Director Cameron Duff.
Trying to remember what the title was and I couldn't. Morning, Cameron.
Good morning.
Okay, we've got stuff to talk about. The first thing we wanted to talk about was the transportation plan. So what's up with that? What did you want to hit?
Yeah, Aaron, I just wanted to make sure, as you know, the city of Sheridan is working on the transportation plan, and it will also include county projects. And so public input is happening right now until November 22nd. And I really want citizens to know, hey, if you see a project and you want to comment about it or comment about projects that are maybe not in there, now's the time to do so. There'll be other opportunities as well, but this is kind of when the plan's really getting going. So, go on the city website and call your city folks and give them a call. Talk to them.
The 22nd is Saturday?
Yes.
And it's going through Saturday. Why?
I don't know.
It just seems odd. Usually it's like, well, till 5 p.m. Friday. But
give everybody that Friday evening chance to comment.
Yeah, get home from work, read this, and comment. Yeah. What the transportation plan itself, what does that mean to the average person in Sheridan City, Sheridan County? What does it do?
So
what does it mean?
The transportation plan, I'll get it out there. It is a 200-page document, which, by the way, don't let that scare you off. It is a lot of diagrams, a lot of maps of what's happening. But it's basically the priorities of what the city is looking to do for projects, upcoming projects. You know, there's a lot of information about here's what's going on with the West Side Corridor, the East Side Corridor. But there's also intermixed in there, hey, we need a traffic signal here, or we need crosswalks here. There's lots of different projects. I think there's something like 30 or 40 projects in there that they're looking at.
And these aren't things that they're going to absolutely do. These are things that they're looking at for a possibility of doing something with in the future.
They've gotten studies that, I cannot remember who the transportation study was through, an engineering department, but it basically says, here's what we see. And here's some concerns that we might have, and these are our top priorities. So
people can comment on this through Saturday. They can get on there and say, yes, I'm looking forward to this being discussed, or here's something you don't have on the list.
Yeah, and there will be further public comment opportunities, obviously, on each of the projects as they come forward. But this is an opportunity. It's the plan. It's like the master plan.
It's the roadmap for what could be coming. Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Well, my comment, even though I'm not a Sheridan County resident, all the people that were stuck with me on the off-ramp coming in from Buffalo this morning and had to wait there, I think there needs to be a traffic light at that entire interchange right there. Just saying.
Anyway. Well, give the city a call or go online.
I think you need to talk to YDOT about that.
I know. That's what I've heard.
And then also, YDOT, they had some public meetings here in the past, and that was addressed to Brundage Lane there and Coffeen. Bighorn Y. They covered a lot of stuff. There was two different meetings that I went to, and they covered a lot of stuff. Now, the problem with the YDOT deal is that they're like usually 5 to 8 years out on doing stuff, you know, appropriating money and things like that. But they definitely have a plan. It's just implementing the construction phase and getting it done and stuff like that. But I think you'd like the Brundage, you know, getting on and off the interstate and and the stoplight at Coffeen and all that. I think you'd really like that if it comes to fruition, I guess.
Right. Yeah. And it's not something that's needed, you know, 100% of the time. But it seems like it's getting to the point where it's getting more and more often, where you're sitting there for 15, 20 minutes waiting to get out there. And it's just the way that the traffic is moving. It's not anybody's fault. There's just a lot of people getting on and off the interstate right there at certain times.
Well, and I found it interesting. One of the projects that I didn't even know was for consideration and is in their top priority, and it affects me specifically because I live off of Midland Road, is the idea of a stoplight at Midland and Fifth. And you look at that and you're like, well, that area is growing quite rapidly. And so is it time for a traffic signal there? I don't know. We'll see.
Right.
Those types of discussions have been going on for decades.
Yes. Yeah.
And even a stop sign would be more beneficial than the way it is right now. No one can cross that road.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, especially as schools getting into session and school being let out, it's always been a problem up on Fifth Street.
Well, and like this morning when you have fog as heavy as we have, it's always a little bit nerve-wracking because you've got school buses coming in through there. And
Well, that was the problem this morning, too, is that people got to that intersection and there were two semi-trucks that were at the beginning of the line.
Oh, boy.
And so, you know, with the fog in there, they were having to wait because you couldn't see if there were vehicles coming. So again, not anyone's fault. It was just, you know, 900 things going wrong at the same time. And I'm like, wow, do they need a light here? But anyway, no big deal. It's one of those things that people need to talk about at some point. So that's good. So people can go to the city website, you said.
Yeah.
And through Saturday.
Yeah.
Review it, make a comment, and possibly add something that is not on there or...
You know, I don't know if they can add, but I believe they can discuss the current projects and then maybe I think they can talk about, hey, I'd like to see this future. I don't know exactly how that particular portion works, but commenting certainly on the projects that are in that plan.
Okay. And then what's the next step in that once this is done Saturday?
Any idea? I actually don't know that. So it's going to be, I know the city's going to start discussing it and saying, hey, this is where we're going to go. And then they go to each project and have public comment and move forward. And then, of course, the county on projects that the county is involved in will have the same discussions.
So. Let me ask, is that city out there at the interchange that we were talking about?
Are you talking about Midland and Fifth?
No, no. The one out south coming in from that first.
I believe it is. Yeah, I believe
it is too. City. Is city? Yeah. Okay.
But it's definitely under YDOT's jurisdiction.
Right, right. It's not something the city and county can do. It's, no. It's a YDOT thing, but no. Still.
Yeah. And the interesting thing about this plan is that people don't realize the city limits of Sheridan may go down a certain street where one side of the street, mm-hmm. the residents are city, and the other side of the street, the residents are county. So there is a lot of overlap where people do need to provide input because they may live in the county, but they have to be governed by the city's streets.
That's crazy. I know, and Story has the same problem, but it's Johnson County, Sheridan mm-hmm. County.
Yeah,
up there in certain spots. So, yeah, crazy. A lot of cooperation between different entities and organizations.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So through Saturday, check that out. Transportation plan on the city's website. Okay. Let's go move on to property tax exemptions. That's a big thing.
It is. And I have brought a flyer from our county assessor to make sure that the dates are absolutely correct. And if you don't mind, I'd just run through these.
Go absolutely. That's what we're here for.
Okay. So 25% homeowner exemption. The date for application ends February 2nd, 2026. This is a 25% exemption on the fair market value and applies to the first $1 million of the fair market value. I was told to very much stress that this is an online-only application. You must fill it out online. And if you have any questions about any of these that I'm going to read off, be sure to contact our county assessor's office, and his number is 674-2535. The second one is the 50% long-term homeowner exemption. The application date ends in May 26, 2026. The initial application must be turned into our office in person with ID. So if you're just now going to take it this year, make sure and go in for the initial contact and bring in your ID. And then if you're renewing, you can mail it in, you can email it. And then there's also the application online. So a few more options available with the 50% than you don't have with the 25%. The next one is a veterans exemption. That application date ends also May 26, 2026. And again, the initial application must be turned into the office in person with DD214 and ID, and then renewals can be processed online, phone or in person. And then finally, the last one that I have on here is the 2025 property tax refund program. And the details are going to be released in spring 2026. So for more information, you will visit revenue.yo.gov/property tax refund program. So all of these, like I said, you can call the assessor's office, talk to them, go online. Yeah, don't miss out.
And just a comment, if you do not have a computer at home, the assessor does have a public computer set up at their office and will help you through the steps. So we're trying to find ways to be able to access this so you don't have to be hindered just because it's online. There's ways to get it done.
Also the library.
The library as well. I'm not sure they will sit down and actually fill it out for you, but they definitely be able to provide you to a computer.
So. Sure. These property tax exemptions, are these the programs that were passed by the legislature?
Yes.
Okay. So these were the, hey, here's your relief. You have to apply for them. So it's not across the board, quote unquote, but who benefits from this? I mean, are people actually taking advantage of this, or do we know?
Yeah. There's actually quite a few people. I'm trying to remember. Paul said.
Yeah. So as of about 2 weeks ago, he came and presented to the commissioners, and there was about 1,700 who have applied for it.
Just in Sheridan County.
Sheridan County. Yeah, okay. However, those numbers are lagging. So we are encouraging people to apply for everything that you're eligible for. To get up to the full amount, he's probably looking at $6,000 or more. So there's a lot of people who still have not applied. And last year was automatic. This year you must apply, otherwise you don't get it. If you miss that, it's February 1st at midnight's the last day. That's why they say through the 2nd of February. But if you miss that for your 2026 taxes, it goes back up. So it's up to you to go ahead and do that. It's the same with the senior, the long-term homeowner. Yeah. That sunsets on July 1st of 2027. So it was only in there for 2 years. And the legislature does have some bills that are going to be going through trying to extend that. But most of these have an end date to them. So unless the legislature changes that, take advantage of it while you can.
I guess I need to get online and check this out. I didn't realize that all that stuff was going back up if you didn't apply.
Yeah,
and it's up to you this time, the homeowner. It's up to the homeowner to actually fill out the paperwork and get it done. So
yeah, I need to do that because it was kind of a nice little break last year. Yeah, it really was.
Well, that's why we're really pushing it hard to make sure that everybody knows, because I don't want anybody to miss out on it because they didn't hear. Oh, you have to, it's not automatic this year. So
yeah,
that'll be a shock when they get their property tax bill if they don't apply.
And there's really no way to appeal after that. So strongly encourage everyone just to get out there. And if you're unsure, contact the assessor's office. They can look it up to see if you've already applied or if it's in process. So they're very helpful that way, but definitely reach out to them if you have any questions or concerns.
And again, their number is 674-2535.
Okay, very good. We're going to take a break and we're going to come back, discuss this a little bit more. Joining me this morning are Cameron Duff, Mike Arzy, Holly Jennings. We'll be back right after this.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to the Community Cupboard.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit efirstfederal.bank, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Colton Bates with the Bates Team, Best Real Estate. Like most, I imagine you have some real estate goals maybe coming up soon or way down the road, and you want to make the best decision possible. But the best decision isn't a one-size-fits-all, and waiting for the absolute perfect time is often lots and lots of waiting. The real best decision for you is starting to make those real estate plans, goals, and dreams happen. Work with us at Best and build your full real estate team now for the forward progress and next steps you've been looking for. Give us a call at 675-BEST and visit bestwy.net today.
Hi, this is Taylor, front of house manager at Frackleton's. When you walk through our doors, you feel it. The perfect mix of style, warmth, and confidence. And that's no accident. It's our team, polished, friendly, and ready to make your night special. From the greetings to the goodbye, we care about your experience as much as your meal. Sheridan's favorite place to connect, celebrate, and unwind. Frackleton's, where great food meets flawless service. Main Street in downtown Sheridan.
Winter is rolling in and your car looks nervous. It still has some summer grime in the fender and in the carpet from last year. Show your car some love and take it to Craig at Sheridan Auto Spa. His professional detailing shields your paint, upholstery, and finish from winter's toughest elements. While treating your car, treat someone else too. A gift certificate from Sheridan Auto Spa makes a perfect gift. Plus, get 15% off any detail service completed through December. Book now at SheridanAutoSpa.com. Sheridan Auto Spa, where every detail counts.
Mule deer are on their way to winter ranges and could be on some highways too. Pay close attention for deer when driving, especially in early morning and evening hours. If there's one deer on a highway, there's probably another nearby. Pay attention to those deer warning signs. They're there for a reason. Reducing vehicle speed is your best bet. Collision repair costs are an incentive too. Wildlife vehicle collisions can cause a lot of damage, and slowing down can save both you and the wildlife. Sponsored by the Wyoming Game and Fish, the Wyoming Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Sheridan Media is proud to sponsor the Special Olympics Festival of Trees fundraiser Thursday, November 20th at the Ramada Plaza in Sheridan. It's a winter wonderland of Christmas magic. The evening starts with cocktails and hors d'oeuvres at 6, followed by the silent auction, live auction, and live entertainment. For more information or tickets, sponsorships, or auction items, please call 751-5738. Proceeds support Special Olympics athletics in Sheridan and Johnson counties.
Welcome back to Public Pulse on News Talk 930 AM KROE. Aaron Palmer filling in for Floyd Whiting. In part one this morning, we have Cameron Duff and Mike Arzee and Holly Jennings, and we're discussing a whole bunch of stuff. But one of the big things that we talked about was the property tax exemptions, and let's go through that real quick just to hit the hot topics, because people need to take advantage of this situation if they haven't, and they need to understand if they don't, there's a problem.
Yep.
So go ahead.
Once again, a 25% homeowner tax exemption. The end date is February 1st. The end date is February 2nd, but the real end date is February 1st at midnight. And that is online only. So make sure you go in and apply for that. And it's up to the first 25% exemption of the fair market value, applying to the first $1 million of the fair market value. And then, of course, you have your 50% long-term homeowner exemption. And that is, you can, if you're initially applying, has to be in your office. It has to be in person to the office with ID. If you're renewing, it can be online or mailed in or emailed. And then, of course, your veteran exemption end date is May 26th. And the 2025 property tax refund program, we'll get more information about that in spring 2026. So.
Okay. I think that one of the things that, if I recall correctly from talking to the assessor's office, is that you only qualify for one of those programs. You qualify for one, but you can't qualify for multiple programs.
So you can't be a veteran and
Over
65. You can be a veteran over 65, but you qualify for the highest one.
Right.
So
yeah, you want to qualify for the highest one.
Of course you can be, but yeah, you're not going to qualify for two.
For two. They will do the highest exemption possible. Yeah. The other thing that has changed this year with it is the first one, the 25% exemption, they just said every property up to the $1 million. This year, you have to have lived in it for 8 years or 8 months out of the 12 months. Right. And it has to be your primary residence. It can't be a second home.
Hmm. Okay. So there are issues.
There are some issues there, especially if what I used to call snowbirds, people who would travel down to Arizona or something for the winter. It's, you have to make sure that you're living in the property here in Wyoming for 8 months out of the year.
Gotcha. Okay. Hit the assessor's office either online or go talk to them or call.
Yep.
Number again.
674-2535.
There you go. And figure out what you qualify for and how to do it.
Yep.
Okay.
Please.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Cameron, you wanted to talk on some things coming up with the county commission.
Yeah, I just wanted to make note that there's December 2nd meeting. There's a couple items on there that I want to say we'll have some spirited debate. We don't deal with controversial items ever. It's more of, if you are interested in learning about how government works, this would be a good time to experience that. So we will have like grants that come through the county. There's going to be one in there for the wild land urban interface grant. This will help homeowners in the area. We up to half the cost of getting your area cleaned out from trees and bushes and that. So they'll do up to half the cost. So the maximum would be $3,000. So if you had $6,000 expenses, we could reimburse $3,000. That's through the Forest Service. And so if you have any questions, please reach out to the county, myself in particular. I'll get that through the individual. It's two items on there. They're Bighorn Community Center. They have a CUP that's going through, and they're building a building by the Bighorn High School.
And what is a CUP?
CUP is a conditional use permit.
For the public.
My apologies. we start using terminologies that we're familiar with, but the rest of the community isn't. It's not a matter of are you for something or against, but you'll see how the process works when someone goes ahead and applies for a permit like that. And there will be a time for open comments. It has already gone through the Planning and Zoning Commission, and then it comes to the commissioner. So if you're not able to come in person, we do go ahead and record our meetings, and you can go to the website and view it afterwards. But it's about community engagement. And if you're wanting to know what the commissioners do on a regular basis with all of these agenda items, then that's a good way for you to get involved. The other is there is going to be a request for the Senior Citizen Service District, and that's coming from the Hub. Again, doesn't matter if you are in favor or against, it's just being informed, and we want everyone to be informed with the information that's coming through the commissioner's office. That particular one is a request from the commissioners to put a ballot measure on the primary election for next August 18th. Now, if the commissioners approve that, it doesn't mean the senior center district goes into effect. It just means it's going on the ballot. If the commissioners do not approve that, then the senior district can still happen. The Hub has to get 15% of the registered voters to sign a petition, bring that back to the commissioners after it's been verified by the clerk's office, and it can still go on the ballot. That primary election is in August. If it's approved at that point, then on the general election, they'll be looking for board members. So it's a long process, but it involves community input. So again, whether you agree with something or disagree, the involvement of the community members, the residents, the voters, is very important for government to work efficiently.
And what people need to realize is that with this first step, again, it's not approving or disapproving the district itself. It is allowing that question to go before the voters to decide yay or nay.
Correct.
That's what it's about.
Well, a little bit more. It's actually because statute gives the two different avenues.
Sure.
So one is coming through the commissioners and saying, hey, commissioners, do a resolution, and then it just goes on the ballot. The other is to get 15% of the registered voters. So that's really what we're deciding on is, do we agree that we're just going to, it's going to go through the commissioners through resolution, or is it going to go and require getting signatures?
And one of the reasons they're, we're doing it in December is if they have to get the signatures, it gives them enough time to go out to the community and do that. If you wait until next May and then ask the commissioners and they say no, then you're less than a couple of weeks to be able to gather those signatures. So the Hub is looking at this from a strategic standpoint in ensuring that they have enough time. I'm not here to say, will it pass, will it not? That's irrelevant to the conversation. It's more of if you want to see government in action, those are the types of things that the commissioners look at on a regular basis. And they have to make some difficult decisions. So my job is actually to provide data, information to the commissioners from both sides of an equation so that they can make an informed decision.
Okay. For what it's worth, there are senior citizen districts all over the state, different counties, Johnson County being one. And this whole process happened in that county 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And what this does is they have a board and they are looking for funding for different things with that benefit senior citizens. That's what this is all about. That's why they're doing this. And for what it's worth, I think that at least as far as Johnson County is concerned, I think they've done a heck of a good job there. And it's something that is needed. The population down there is aging. There are a lot more drain, I guess, on resources and services that benefit senior citizens. So it was a good thing down there. I'm not saying it's a great thing or a bad thing for Sheridan County, but it's something to consider because there are a lot of older citizens in Sheridan County. Maybe not as many as, well, I shouldn't say as many, but same percentage of the population in Johnson County, but they're definitely here. So I think that this is at least something that is good to be looked at, my opinion.
And in the end, for those who don't understand the Senior Service District, they're asking for two mills, and one mill is a levy that's placed on your property taxes. So again, the argument about, oh, we're trying to lower property taxes, in this case, if they had a full two mills, you would think 700,000 times two, about 1.4 million. But then you get into the 25% reductions, so it may go down a little bit. And if the legislature passes another 50% reduction, then that money would also be reduced. But I need people to understand that this is a tax, and you are voting in favor or against taxing yourself on your property. So again, it's not the commissioner's job to tell you how to vote. If this particular one is saying, will they put it on the ballot, or will they ask the hub to go get the signatures themselves?
Right. And I think giving this to the voters to decide is exactly the way to go, period.
Yeah. In fact, when this was first brought up for the presentation, it's one of the reasons why I support the, instead of it coming before the Board of County Commissioners and we just doing a resolution, I want to see the buy-in of the 15% of signatures collected. I think that's really telling of saying, hey, this is where the community wants to go. And so I'm never in favor of making it easy as 1, 2, 3 to put a tax on people. So I will be in favor of the avenue of they go collect signatures. And then if they get the signatures and it goes on the ballot and the people voted in, okay, now we know the direction of where the community wants to go, and we move forward with that.
Very good. Okay. I think we're out of time with that.
Okay.
Yeah. Just one last comment. Next week, the courthouse will be closed on Thursday and Friday for Thanksgiving.
Very good. Okay. Thanks for joining me. We have Administrative
Director
Cameron Duff and Commissioners Mike Arzy and Holly Jennings. Thank you so much for all the information. Great stuff as always. And I'll see you guys at the next meeting.
Good seeing you.
Thank you.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to the Community Cupboard.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit efirstfederal.bank, member FDIC.
What would Christmas be without tradition? Without the comfort of home, the joy of family, and smiles of children? Open your heart this year during the 26th annual Christmas Wish Campaign. Due to temporary circumstances beyond their control, some families, friends, and neighbors will struggle to make ends meet, let alone have a Merry Christmas. It's tradition for the Christmas Wish Campaign to bring the spirit of the holidays to those individuals. In the past, we've assisted several people with everything from bills and food to clothing, Christmas trees, and toys for children.
Please send your Christmas wish nominations and donations to P.O. Box 5086 Sheridan or submit them online at SheridanMedia.com as soon as possible. All wishes must be submitted in writing and must include your name and phone number. There are follow-up questions our committee will need to have answered to properly assess each wish. Wishes must be received by Friday, November 28th.
Partners for this year's Christmas Wish Campaign are First Federal Bank and Trust, Heartland Kubota, Advance Body, Wyoming Corporate Office, Odell Construction, and A-Line Roofing and Exteriors.
Shan Foster, all-around canine training and country pet inn. You love it when a dog surprises you.
you in training, and that happened recently when you were training a service dog for someone with MS.
Yeah, a challenge. So I watched the dog and the owner work together and just stayed out of it. What I saw was amazing. Goosebumps just thinking about it. She was adopting behavior that would make them more productive, something I didn't teach her. She just offset things that I taught her to what she felt were necessary to accomplish whatever tasks they were performing. Pretty cool.
Yeah, so even for as many years as you've been doing this, you can still get surprised.
Oh, I know, and that's one of the things about dog training that I love. It's magical. Two beings that don't look anything alike, and they're forming this union. It's the best feeling. It really is. It's hard to describe, but people in their lives with their dogs in different capacities have probably seen little bits and pieces of this as well, and I just get to see it, I think, more often.
Learn more at countrypetin.com.
This is the captain at Captain Clean. Do you have a giant mess you need cleaned up? Did you just build a house or building and can't tackle the amount of unforeseen sheetrock dust? Call our team at Captain Clean and let our experts take over. From post-construction cleanups to sewer backups, there is rarely a mess too big for us to tackle. Call Captain Clean today, 672-0726. Affordable choices for healthy living.
We clean more for you. We're Captain Clean.
The holidays are here, and the Cozy Corner Gift Shop, just inside Sheridan Memorial Hospital, has something for everyone on your nice list. When you shop at the Cozy Corner, you're not only buying a gift, you're also giving back. We donate all of the proceeds to the Sheridan Memorial Hospital Foundation to support hospital projects. From decorations to clothing, we have all of your holiday essentials. Stop by and find the perfect gift today, and Merry Christmas from all of your Cozy Corner volunteers.
The following message presented by First Federal Bank and Trust, Sheridan's only mutual bank. Visit efirstfederal.bank.
Hi, this is Art Bowers with the Sheridan High School Cross Country Team, inviting you to the 50th annual Turkey Trot in Kendrick Park on Thanksgiving Day. There's a 2.8-mile run walk for adults, a 1-mile race for kids, and it's free. Please bring a non-perishable food item to donate to the Sheridan Food Group. You're also welcome to make a money donation to SHS Cross Country. The race starts at 10 a.m. and registration is from 8:30 to 9:45. Get to Kendrick Park on Thanksgiving Day and celebrate with friends and family.
Welcome back to Public Pulse on News Talk 930 a.m. KROE. Aaron Palmer filling in for Floyd Whiting. And joining me on part two are Lisa and Chet Dickinson. And we're going to talk about the 2025 Festival of Trees. And this is kind of confusing.
Okay.
So we're going to hit on this quick.
Good.
Because there's one coming up this weekend, I believe. Tonight.
In Sheridan?
Yeah. And that's not the one we're talking about. No. This is the one that's coming up like after Thanksgiving.
Right.
Like, okay. So this is put on or presented by the Buffalo Christian Academy. Is that who this is the benefit for them?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's a fundraiser for them.
Okay, well, let's talk about the Festival of Trees. I'm just going to pull your microphone up just a little bit.
Okay.
Try it again.
Okay, yes.
Is that better? Okay. Yes, so let's talk about this. I'm going to let you go and just tell me what's going on with the Festival of Trees and what it's about.
Sure.
And
okay. Yeah, so starting in 2 weeks, which would be December 4th, we have sponsors of businesses and individuals that have bought trees, decorated trees, and are donating them to this event, the Festival of Trees, which will be hosted at the Playhouse on Main Street in Buffalo, Wyoming. And that'll be December 4th, 5th, and 6th. So we have about 15 large trees, 10 smaller elf trees, and close to 20 wreaths. And so the large trees will be auctioned off on December 6th after the Buffalo Parade, which is at 6 o'clock, and then the other items will be a silent auction. But it's just a wonderful thing to come to Buffalo and come on into the Playhouse. It's right downtown Buffalo, and see the beautiful trees and wreaths and centerpieces, and you know, it's just a gorgeous thing to walk through, and it'll be a 3-day event.
But on Saturday, there's a whole slew of events. Like yeah. You mentioned the Festival of Lights parade, and then there's going to be the hot chocolate and chili feed downtown as well.
That's right.
So this is going to make an entire evening out of this.
All
and it's
day.
All right there.
The
yeah.
Fireworks are
fireworks after work. Come on.
fireworks after the auction.
Yeah. There you
go. Be sure
and
stay for that. It's a whole family event.
Yeah.
All Saturday night.
Yeah. And it's all day. They, you know, come down and check out all the cool little shops in town. And so, yeah, it's a wonderful event.
Yeah. Buffalo's biggest event, I would say,
yeah,
of our season. You know, we're a smaller town, but very quaint.
So you guys live in Buffalo?
Yeah.
Oh, me too.
Oh, nice. Okay. Oh, good to know you.
No kidding. Cool. So it's a neat event. When people talk about, you know, small towns and the things that you can do, especially around Christmas, I remember this because I grew up in Portland and I moved to Buffalo in high school. And it was neat during Christmas how they decorated everything. You could walk up and down the street and go into the shops and do your shopping for Christmas. And it was like a Hallmark picture.
It really is. The way they have the downtown decorated with really kind of a vintage lights, they'll have the businesses are also doing a kind of a competition to decorate their storefronts, you know, kind of the good old days. And, you know, we got the parade, we got the fireworks, all hot cocoa and, you know, selling little bakery items in the square. And so it's just a real nice time to a very great family event to come and just hang out in Buffalo.
Okay.
So
the Festival of Trees itself, let's talk about that a little bit more, because if people are not aware of this, the trees and the wreaths, as you said, are decorated.
Yes.
And then people bid on those?
Well, yeah,
or
they can.
Just purchase them outright or
both? Well, actually the, not purchase them outright because it is the large trees will be auctioned off after the parade, but we also have smaller, we call them elf trees. They're like 3 to 5 feet tall. Those will be on a silent auction. So you could bid on them and the bidding will go up until sometime Saturday afternoon or right up to maybe the parade time. So those are silent auctions. So basically everything is either live auction or silent auction.
Including the wreaths.
Yeah, and the wreaths too. And there's some centerpieces. And so we have, you know, kind of a whole gamut of things.
So all of the funds that are raised through this program go to the Buffalo Christian Academy. So let's talk about that.
Okay.
As far as what do the funds actually do? What are we funding?
Okay. What we're funding is scholarships for children who need help with tuition. And so it is a nonprofit. They do not get any federal funding. It is all where they're paying tuition. And so some children need, and families, I should say, need assistance with tuition. So it goes towards the tuition of, helping a kid get a Christian education.
Okay. I was going to ask about that. So these families want their kids to have a Christian-based education, as opposed to regular public school. Uh-huh. So it's more faith-based, I guess.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So that's the key right there. That's what these families are wanting.
Foundation.
So some families need a little bit of help to get there. So, okay. Where exactly is the academy?
The academy is at this time housed at New Life Assembly Church, which is on Rock Creek.
So Barstead Way, off of North Main.
Yeah, right off of North
which
Main.
Which turns into Rock Creek before you go under the interstate.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Up on the hill there.
Yes.
Right.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay. But it is a non-denominational, it's not affiliated, it's separate from that church. So children from all denominations are welcome, and they just rent the building, but it is Christian based.
Very popular.
Yeah.
Especially nowadays from what I hear.
Yeah, it is.
My kids are all grown, so I don't have to worry about it, but you know, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. So again, this all starts on Thursday, December 4th with a tree preview, from 12 to 4. Then on Friday, open viewing hours from 5 to 9.
From 9 a.m. to 7.
Oh, I said,
kind of all day, open house.
I need my glasses. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
And then Saturday again, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. And then after the parade, that's when the auction begins.
Right? Yeah, of the live trees.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And this is all happening at?
At the Playhouse, which is right across, is right downtown Main Street, right across from the Occidental Hotel.
Right next to Margo's.
Yes.
For people that don't
right
know.
Right next to Margo's.
Margo's Pottery on the corner.
So it used to be the old Buffalo Theater years ago.
Yes.
And then
yes.
it turned into whatever. But now it's the Playhouse.
Yeah.
It is. And they've really renovated that building from what
it's really nice.
Doing a lot of music.
It's
venues,
perfect for this event because it's right downtown.
Right.
And it just has that same kind of feel of, you know, the vintage-ness of it and the whole Christmas and things. So just come down and, you know,
hang out.
Check it out. We want people to just come and enjoy and just see the beautiful trees and the things. So it'll be wonderful.
Perfect. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to do that. We'll come back and we'll hit everything real quick again and let people know what they can expect for the Festival of Trees in Buffalo coming up in just a couple of weeks. We'll be back right after this.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to the Community Cupboard.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit eFirstFederal.bank, member FDIC.
At each Shipton's Big R store location, our Carhartt departments are fully stocked with everything you need. The best selection of Carhartt jackets, coats, vests, and hoodies. We haven't seen the real cold weather yet. Be prepared now because we have your size. Traditional Carhartt Brown Duck insulated bib overalls and jackets are $129.99. Carhartt men's heavyweight flannel shirts are $49.99. Ladies, come in and shop some Carhartt items you will really like, including Tensile Fiber long sleeve shirts, Clarksburg hoodies, and French Terry sweatshirts, all in attractive colors that you will love. Shipton's Big R is still your largest and most complete selection for Carhartt apparel, denim, workwear, outerwear, and many other items for men, women, kids, and pets. Find it all at Shipton's Big R on Sugarland Drive in Sheridan. Shipton's Big R.
Hey, Doug, Thanksgiving's coming, and your tire sale is still going?
Yep, just like leftover turkey is hanging around through the end of November.
Buy three tires, get the fourth for a buck, that's a sweet leftover.
Yep, unlike cold stuffing, these tires actually keep you moving.
So while everyone else is fighting over pie,
you'll be fighting over great traction this winter.
Buy three, get one for a dollar, still going strong, wearing Chevrolet online, wearingSheridan.com.
The Met brings the glamour and enchantment of 19th century Vienna to Sheridan's YO Theater, Saturday, November 22nd at 11 a.m. with the production of Strauss's Arabella. A young noble woman hopes to marry for love while her parents try to arrange a wealthy marriage to save them from ruin. The whole situation gets complicated by Arabella's younger sister, disguised as a boy, and a penniless officer named Matteo. To see how it all plays out, get your ticket today at yotheater.com.
It's Thursday, and SheridanMedia.com's Fall Online Marketplace Hot Buys are open today only. One day pop-up shop featuring local retailers, gifts, gear, goodies with starting bids at half price. Bidding closes at 8 p.m. tonight. Go to SheridanMedia.com. Click on that Fall Marketplace Hot Buys banner every Thursday. SheridanMedia.com's Fall Online Marketplace. Shop smart, shop local, shop today till 8 p.m.
Welcome back to Public Pulse on News Talk 930 AM KROE. Aaron Palmer filling in for Floyd Whiting. Joining me on part two are Lisa and Chet Dickinson. They are with the Buffalo Christian Academy's 2025 Festival of Trees going on Buffalo.
Yes.
December 4th, 5th, and 6th. And there were a couple of things that you wanted to touch on that we didn't get the first time.
What was okay. That? Okay. One thing I was saying, live trees, there are not live trees. I meant to say large trees will be auctioned off. after the parade on Saturday night, December 6th. And there's reasons we can't do live trees. They could dry up and, you know, a lot of needles. So.
Yeah.
I know it'd be nice. But anyway, the other thing I wanted to mention is that on Thursday night at 6 o'clock, we will be doing the lighting of the trees and wreaths. And they'll also be caroling that night at the Playhouse downtown. So that's kind of a fun thing to come out for as well. We'll just to see all of a sudden, you know, all the lights of the trees come on. And so that'll be on Thursday night. And Friday we'll be pretty much just viewing all day, and Saturday viewing. And during those viewing times, people can sign up if they want to, you know, make a live silent auction bid on the wreaths or the smaller trees. And then after the parade, we'll auction off the large trees. It'll be a great event.
Okay. And keep in mind, chili feed, chocolate, coffee, that's right. As always.
In the square.
Which is usually
4 o'clock.
I think so. Yeah. Right before the parade. Yeah. A couple hours before, so people can fill up and then watch the parade. This is the hall day event. And so people that haven't done this, they need to come down. Mm-hmm. Buffalo rolls out the red carpet for whomever.
Amen. That's right. Yeah, it'll be a great event. It's just a wonderful town and people and nice events to just kind of stroll along and check everything out.
Okay. And this is at the Playhouse. Mm-hmm. And if people are not aware what that is, it's the old Buffalo Theater right next door to Margot's Pottery downtown. And it'll be decorated. You'll see it.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is look for the lights and the Christmas trees. It'll be right there. And just come in and enjoy it and have a great time. And this, again, is a benefit for the Buffalo Christian Academy. Again, tell us what the funding does.
The funding helps with tuition for those families that are in need because it is independent. They don't get federal funding. And so all the money raised to run this school is through tuition and donation and fundraising. So there are children that could not attend if it weren't for the fundraising that we do, especially through this event. So it's helping families pay a part of their tuition for the Christian education.
Gotcha. Okay. So that's coming up, the 2025 Festival of Trees in Buffalo to benefit the Buffalo Christian Academy. Again, it's at the Playhouse in Buffalo, December 4th, 5th, and 6th. Come on down, enjoy it, have a great time, and help a great cause.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you
so much. This is Lisa and Chet Dickinson with the Buffalo Christian Academy's 2025 Festival of Trees. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Enjoy. Thanks for having us.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to the Community Cupboard.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit efirstfederal.bank, member FDIC.
Try it once and Himalayan Kitchen will have you craving another flavor explosion. They offer the taste you've been searching for. Dive into authentic Himalayan dishes with 5 different spice levels. There's something for everyone. Vegetarian? Their mouthwatering veggie options will leave you satiated. Come experience bold, unforgettable flavors at Himalayan Kitchen, where every bite is a journey. Crave it, spice it, love it. Dine in or take out. 2125 North Main Street or HimalayanKitchenWY.com.
From Billings to Buffalo, this is the News Talk Station, FM 103.9 and 930 AM KROE.
KROE, Sheridan.